I don't know. That's sort of my prognostication for right now, but it is 9:59. And so we've had a very interesting show, and stay tuned for Air Cascadia.
Tuned to KBOO Portland. Stay tuned to 10:15 for Flashpoints. Today, a report on Brazil, where protesters are reportedly calling for the impeachment of the president. Also, analysis of Black Lives Matter and the recent dialogues they've had with presidential candidates. Oil expert Antonio Yujas also is on the show, confirming that the war in Iraq was actually fought for oil and not for freedom. And at 11 o'clock, we've got the food show coming up with Chris Siegel and Rachel Bennett. They speak with Kristen Olson, author of The Soil Will Save Us, and also with Richard Setnick of Dick's Kitchen about sustainable ranching. And they'll also talk with Andrew Barton and Peter Schweitzer from Secret Restaurant about their new project. Right now, though, we're going to go to Air Cascadia with Chris Andre.
Cascadia. Today is Wednesday, August 19th, 2015, and you're listening to KBOO Portland, your community radio at 90.7 FM, kboo.fm on the web. Well, it's been an interesting week all around us. In fact, the evidence of catastrophic climate change is taking place. Warming oceans, acidification in the oceans, massive die-offs of fish. The news that we are not being provided is all around us. You can feel it seeping through the air. What we're actually fed is so little, far too little, far too late. We are going to be trying to reach Frank Bebo with the 1855 Treaty Authority today to talk about the First Nations efforts to protect their traditional and, I might add, lands that are guaranteed to them by the 1855 treaty, hence the name, where they harvest wild rice. The Keystone XL goes straight through these lands. They not only are absolutely essential to the sustenance and life of the tribe, it also has a deep traditional, deep sacred meaning. And when you eat, you know, you have a little pad of wild rice and think, my God, this stuff is expensive. It's cheap. It's cheap considering the way that this nation of white colonists has cheapened the lives of the original people, the true stewards, keepers of the land. The reason why the First Nations lost the land in the first place was because they did not have the concept of ownership. So it was easy to take land away from people who believe that it belongs to all of us. And that, in a nutshell, is one of the topics that we are going to touch upon today. The Nisko, Nisconlith Indian Band in British Columbia issued an eviction notice to the mining company responsible for a massive tailings pond breach that took place last week. This before a similar mine is developed on their land. It's once again exactly along the lines of the Royal Dutch Shell's experiment, doomed to failure in the Arctic, where we know, absolutely know, that there is going to be a terrible, terrible spill. We know it's going to happen. We just don't know how bad it's going to be. Same thing here. We already have clear evidence that there's going to be another breach of a tailings pond. There's going to be another massive poisoning of native land. It's just a matter of time. This already happened last week at one site. And now the mining company, it's Imperial Metals, is about to create an identical catastrophe. Chief Judy Wilson of the Nisconlith says that Imperial Metals, through its subsidiary Rudder Creek Mining, is seeking approval for a mine in their territory. They are accusing the company of failing to protect lands and point to the Mount Polly tailings pond that happened just recently. Mount Polly could have been prevented, of course, if Imperial Metals had proper risk assessment and management practices in place. And, in fact, if the provincial and federal governments had properly assessed and monitored the mining operations. This group of Sekupemk is made up of 17 First Nations. And the chief says that, of course, they have a responsibility to protect their land and waters. So do we. It's just that we don't take that responsibility very seriously, and Native peoples do. Because why? Because it's their land. When you're fighting for your own land, you never stop. Never. Witness the Palestinians. They're fighting on their own land and their home. They will not stop. There is nothing that is going to come between them. They die, they live on their land, and they are going to die fighting for their land, just as with what we're seeing now. Particularly in Canada, there's a great deal of activism going on. Now, on August 11th, the Ironbound Community Corporation, we touched on a couple of these headlines yesterday. We didn't have time to go into them in any depth at all, of course. Why is that? That's because they're headlines. We used to be, writing these little short quip things was considered the lazy way to work, but now everybody thinks in 140 characters anyway, so if you can call it character, not my idea of character, but that's the way it is. So, the Ironbound Community Corporation held a protest outside the Seton Hall Law School against the 2011 Energy Master Plan. The protest was part of the Summer of Our Power, and soon after Ironbound presented, they had a quilt square that they presented as part of a relay. Ironbound Community Corporation Quilt Square has been making the rounds and making the statement that we've just been talking about, that First Nations do not give up their land without a serious fight. More on the Summer of Our Power. We're trying to get somebody on the line soon to talk a bit more about that. It's still on. And it's something that we can all participate in one way or another, if nothing else, then simply by a show of solidarity and support. Right now, this whole week, and these are the last few days of the American Fisheries Conference, that's been going on at the huge Conference Hall, the Oregon Convention Center right near here. And there have been some interesting... They managed, it seems, judging by the schedule and but judging by what I have seen and heard, there hasn't been a great deal about some of the key the issues that are probably important to the fish. It's definitely a conference about what's happening with people and our dependence on the oceans, which we are only now coming to realize is perhaps a great, much greater than we had originally thought. We have this great mass of warm water, which has changed our weather. And let's be clear about that. Weather is not climate, but it is definitely produced by climate. And we want to be really clear about that. If it snowed tomorrow, that doesn't mean that there's no such thing as climate change. And up in Washington, across Washington, Clinton, where the Governor Kate Brown, of course, is going to go visit this today, have a look at the fire close up. Probably not as close as some people are going to be seeing that fire, but nonetheless, she is going to take a peek behind the blazing curtain and see what's up. What has not been stressed in the media is how extremely severe and how extremely odd the fires are this year. The destruction has not been covered to any great extent in mainstream media. And why is that? That's because it would terrify people if we really knew the truth of what's going on out there in what's left of the forest. We would be spending a lot of sleepless nights. It is indeed terrifying. It should be terrifying. And it would be terrifying if we understood clearly the impact of the fire season this year. For the Wildfires Act right now puts such strain on the nation's firefighting resources that authorities are now activating the military and they're going after international help to fight back against the proliferating blazes, burning out of control. Many of these are literally out of control. We have a parameters by which we measure the degree to which these fires are being contained and being handled. We've gone way over the top. There are no more numbers left. We turn the volumes all the way up to 11 right now. And people be coming in from other countries to help us fight fires that, of course, are what? They're our own doing. Of course, it's caused by overconsumption of fossil fuels. We consume too much. And one reason for that is there are too many of us. That's absolutely... And the inescapable truth behind everything that we are talking about today and that we've been talking about for some time now. We've been trying to get Frank Bebo on the line. He's, of course, with the 1855 Treaty Authority, and he has been leading a fight to protect the traditional lands where wild rice is harvested. You know what it is. It's very long grain. It's black, takes forever to cook, it's worth the time. It's the most delicious stuff there is you could possibly eat. And you're not going to be eating it. Why is that? Well, thank you very much, Keystone XL, for destroying yet another habitat. Don't ever forget, you can't habitat and the creatures that sustain it have evolved. They have co-evolved for millions of years. And there is no solution to the problem other than what in fact is contained in the problem itself, the fact that habitat and inhabitants are one and the same. Now, yesterday, New Mexico's pro tem judge Neil Candelaria ruled that two police officers must stand trial on murder charges in an off-duty shooting of a homeless man who was caught. He was caught on video, and of course, everybody was outraged, but yet police killings continue apace. This happening in Albuquerque, New Mexico, undoubtedly somebody attempted to cross the border. And it seems that St. Augustine, Florida, and Minneapolis, Minnesota are even further apart than we suspected. What was it? Just last Wednesday, right? We learned that Minneapolis had changed the name Columbus Day to Indigenous people stay. It's a call to, now there's a, in Florida going on, a call to resist the 450th celebration of genocide and ecocide that took place in St. Augustine, Florida. This comes from the Resist 450 group. The activists in Florida are planning to demonstrate opposition to the city's commemoration, honoring, and reenacting, get this, reenacting the Landro of Pedro Menendez, September 8th, the enactment of Spanish conquistadors landing on present-day Florida is comparable to celebrating, they say, Hitler's return for Jewish people. This ill-conceived landing is going to be at the Mission Nombre Dios, and more on that. Of course, we're not in Florida, so that doesn't matter. And a volcano near a nuclear plant in Japan, not a good thing. Japan Meteorological Agency raised the warning level near the volcano from 3 to 4 this past week. Oh, terrific. This is going to be a good one. If you enjoyed the tsunami, just wait for the volcano. And on that note, this has been Cascadia for Wednesday, August 19th, 2015. Tammy Dean engineered the show for us today. Thanks, Tammy. Kathleen Stevenson is the KBOOAM News and Public Affairs Director. I'm Chris Andre. Get the facts. Know your rights. Take a stand. Thanks for listening and stay tuned.
Today on Flashpoints, we begin with Brazil, where protesters there are reportedly calling for the impeachment of President Dilma Rousseff. We then continue our coverage of Black Lives Matter and the recent dialogues they've had with presidential candidates. Finally, an oil expert confirms that the war in Iraq was actually fought for oil, not